And when my kids get strep throat, which they used to get really badly, and we'd have to do 2 or 3 rounds of antibiotics, mm-hmm. I just put this little blood zephyr pads on each side of the neck, and by the next morning it's gone. I mean, it's amazing.
People need to know about it, because if you use too much antibiotic, the resistance to these drugs grow with the different infections, and then they're not useful to us anymore. So
that's right, not to mention the candida that you get from it, and the yeast infections, and the deteriorating gums from it. Another thing that I interviewed somebody the other day that told me about something called 714X that's available in Canada, but you can get it through the mail for yourself. You can't get it for anybody else. To do a whole round of 714X, which cured his cancer and has cured brain tumors and lung tumors.
Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We help you understand how important the Akashic Record energy is. And we talk to folks who have worked with the records, are working with the records, and sometimes we just take your questions and you get to be the guest on the show. And tonight we're going to do a little bit of both of that. I have with me 3 honored guests, all that you've heard before. But we are honored. We are now currently broadcasting from South Carolina, here in Charleston, South Carolina. We were just completing an Akashic Record Consultants International Board meeting. And what I'd like to share with you is, if you're curious about the Akashic Records, if you want to know more about teachers in your area for the Akashic Records, I encourage you to go to the Akashic Record Consultants International website. That would be at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And that's where you're going to find information about the 3 wonderful women I'm going to tell you about right now. So I'm going to start clockwise. To my left, I will introduce Rosemarie Swanson. And Rosemarie is the president of ARC International, and she was on our show last week, and we had a wonderful show with Rosemarie. Hello, Rosemarie.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, wonderful. We've had a great day.
We did. Yep. Good weekend.
Yep, great. Thank you for having us at your beautiful home. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. And, all right, next to Rosemarie, we have Ronnie Reisler. And you've heard from Ronnie a long time ago, and we really are so excited to have Ronnie back on. And Ronnie Reisler is our ethics and standards person on the board. And so we want to say hello to Ronnie.
Hi, Donna. How are you? And hello to everybody who's listening in.
Hi, Ronnie. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
And to my immediate right is our teacher. Actually, Ronnie was our teacher also with Elena. But Elena is kind of the one who started this whole thing with her husband, after Mary Parker. And we have Elena Lieberman with us, also known as Chavalea Lieberman. And we were blessed to have Chavalea on a couple of different times, and it's always been insightful and deep and rewarding to have not only Chavalea but everyone on. But would like to say hello.
Hello. It's wonderful to be back here and in the energy of the records. And hello to all the listeners who have been so supportive of all our endeavors.
Right. That's real true. You know, our work is dependent on you, our listener. And the reason why that's true is that everyone that listens to the program, you must know at least 5 different friends. And of those 5 different friends, we want you to tell those friends who would most benefit by our information, either about this show, Akashic Wisdom, on BBS Radio, or tell them to go to the ARC website, which is, again, www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And we're going to give you more information on our individual information later on in the show. However, tonight is a very exciting show. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Akashic Records and creativity, and how we personally are using the Akashic Records in our lives from a creativity point of view, and what we've actually done with special projects. We're going to open the phones for you to ask any one of us a question that you would like, or all of us a question if you have a global question or even a personal question you'd like to get clarity on. We're sitting here at your service because that's who we are and that's what we do. Akashic Records Consultants International is an organization that's dedicated to train individual consultants in the Akashic Records and teachers of the Akashic Records. So without further ado, we're going to start talking about creativity. And by the way, if in fact you folks are out there listening and you're not near a computer and you just want to call in, let me give you the numbers here. Telephone numbers to call in are 877-876-5227, and that number is for the United States. So if you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free. In Canada, call 888-815-9756, or if you're out of the country and you want to call direct, that's great. With 01 is our country code, and it's 530-876-3222. And if for some reason the line is busy, which is possible because those aren't rollover lines, you can email your questions tonight to akashicwisdom@aol.com. I've got the computer on. We're right in front of the computer. It's akashicwisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, at aol.com. Okay. We've got all that stuff out of the way. So let's, Ronnie hasn't been on for a while, so let's start with Ronnie Reisler. I want to just give you a little bit of insight and information about how spectacular this woman is and her art. And what she has done is revolutionary within the records. First of all, her background is not necessarily of that of an artist, but of an extremely creative person. She's done beading in the past, and she's going to tell you about that. But now what she does is she not only does individual consultations and teaches classes with her sister, Havalea Lieberman, but she also creates your soul's mandala. That's right, so that if you ever wanted to get a picture of what your soul's destiny or pathway or information in picture form, what Ronnie does is she opens up the Akashic Records of you, and she creates a soul mandala from that. And that's all I'm going to say, and now Ronnie is going to explain the complete process and give us some stories about what happens with that. And I can't wait. Once you tell this story, I really want you to tell a little bit about the white stag story. So go ahead and I'll tell you about that. If you don't remember, I'll remind you. But go ahead and talk to us about the process and how you do it and what you use and how big they are and how long it takes.
Well, actually, I can start with the size, Donna.
Okay.
The size of the mandala depends on several different factors. A lot of it has to do with, the size that a client might request, because they are already visualizing a location where the mandala is going to go. So they have an idea of where it's going to fit, although that probably changes as the energy is released through it. Some of it has to do with cost, because obviously the larger the piece is going to be, the more time, and sometimes the more detail, although the idea that large and small take less time may not necessarily be accurate, and it's kind of interesting because as many people who are on the spiritual path of some kind realize, what appears in the material and time continuum can be elusive or illusions. Sometimes a very small mandala takes a very long time because it's so filled with detail. Mm-hmm. And the detail is so small and fine that it takes very careful precision kind of work to fill in that little space meaningfully. So there are times when a large mandala and a small mandala will actually take as much time.
True.
Equal amounts of time. It's very difficult to measure the time because the process is really like giving a consultation. It's like a visual consultation. And there are times when vision or images or color or shape or form come in, and they come in clearly. And there are other times where things are sort of flitting through and they're murky or they're not quite defined or they're changing in shape or in color. And while I have never really done clear investigation on that through the Akashic Records, my sense of it is that the person, him or herself, is probably going through some sort of process, some sort of transformative process, while I am in the process of creating the mandala. And I have had experiences where I have opened the person's Akashic records, and that is done, incidentally, always by their permission. Verbal permission, incidentally, it's not just, you know, a soul-to-soul. I have to get written verbal permission where, you know, I started out in one place with that mandala. I got an image or a vision or a color or whatever first comes in. And then as the process developed, the mandala changed.
Interesting.
Colors have changed, shapes have changed, and, you know, I've stopped for the evening, let us say, and gotten up and come back the next day to continue and opened again and saw that the shape that I had sketched or the color I had mixed or selected was suddenly not going to work. And I'd say, but I thought I had blue in there yesterday. Why are we looking at green now, you know? So things like that do happen. And upon occasion, I've asked the client, you know, if anything was going on, and they'd say, oh, you know, I had this crazy week 2 weeks ago, and this and that and the other thing happened, and I started thinking, and then I realized something, and that was about the time when something had changed within the construct of the mandala.
What's interesting to me is the idea here that when you create a soul mandala, and they are absolutely magnificent, by the way, what I see and what is seems to be reflected back is not only the soul's evolution in the here and now today, but it also seems to encompass all of the aspects of the journey of the soul within that mandala.
Yes, sometimes that's what goes on.
That's right. Yeah, and it's just fascinating how that works. Now, I have to interrupt you just for a moment because, if I'm not mistaken, do you have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do.
Oh, hello. And what is your name?
My name is Vince O'Brien.
Vincent, did you say?
Yes.
Hey, Vincent, where are you from?
Yucca Valley, California, Southern California.
Great. And who's your? You're from what city in California? I'm sorry, I can't hear you real well.
Yucca Valley.
Yucca Valley.
About 30 miles north of Palm Springs.
Okay, great. And so, how can we help you tonight? Who would you like to ask, or what do you have? What question do you have?
Well, I'm curious. I'm going through a process of awakening to higher levels, and I'm curious because I've been getting a lot of feelings and thoughts about different aspects of myself and getting that heart and mind connection going. The sacred family of Christ and consciousness more imbued. How do the Akashic records or that history ourselves, how can they help us in our growth pattern and not just in our own growth, but how it's affecting our business and things of that nature?
Are you speaking personally or in general?
Personally and in general.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell you what. You're going to get the benefit of the knowledge and the wisdom of all of us. So I'm going to first, we're going to first go to Havalea, then we'll go to Rosemarie, then we'll go to Ronnie, and then I'll pull it all together for you. Okay.
Very well.
So ask the question again, so we all have it one more time.
Okay. With myself, my wife, and those around me, we're going through an incredible growth process right now, with a lot in regards to our spirit guides, all aspects of ourselves coming in and, you know, making that connection, really trying to make that heart-mind connection, getting the Christ conscious sacred feminine really balanced. Of course, we're going through a lot of transition. My question is, I keep getting a feeling of connecting to all aspects of ourselves. And when I started hearing you guys talk about the Akashic records, I went, oh. So I guess the question is, how does that accessing the Akashic records help us in our own personal growth, and I have a very heavy business situation going on. How does all that help us to, how can it help us to, move a little smoother with grace and ease.
Okay.
On our path.
All right, so Havilah is going to go first.
The Akashic Records address the patterns of growth and what is going, the patterns underneath the growth. And the final outcome, it's not as concerned with the final outcome as to taking a deeper look at the underlying things that are going on, or the underlying patterns that are causing the result that you see around you. Insights can be gleaned. The nature of the insights will trace it deeper and sometimes further back to origins, to other kinds of manifestations that are creating the world in the present. Often there are patterns that you are completing right now, that you're seeing the culmination to take the next step into a higher level. Also, from what the energies of what you're describing, you're moving into, you're in between, and you're moving with an awareness that you are becoming more whole from what is going on around you in the present. And yet, it's almost as if you're of different minds, because you are aware that something fuller and more whole is coming towards you, or is becoming part of your life, and yet you're in the observational mode and feeling a somewhat chaotic state in certain areas of your life. However, there you have developed an attitude right now that you're about to gain a fullness, or what could be called a richness, from your experiences. But you know that already. You have a sensing of that already. So it shows a maturation that you're going through. With our support from the records, we are able to gain a clarity and focus no matter what the external world seems to be, and contact more deeply into the inner world, which is shaping the outer reflections in your life.
Yeah, do you have questions, or you understand that?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, great.
They're kind of like clearing the illusions.
What did you say?
It translates to clearing the illusions.
Right, definitely.
Okay.
Your question is an excellent question. We access the records through a very sacred holy prayer. It's through that we gain great inner connection, a very deep spiritual connection. It is through your concise and specific questions that will direct the masters, teachers, and loved ones to bring forth the precise information that you're needing. This is how it directs you. This is how you get clarity, guidance. It's all in going in and asking, making the connection, asking the questions, and then allowing the answers to come to you from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Ronnie?
One of the gifts of working with the Akashic Records in the way we have been taught is that it's a very loving experience. It's our technique particularly moves through the crown chakra, and it's anchored in the heart. So the more deeply we allow ourselves to go, and the more open we become to receiving that energy or that information, the greater the experience of love. And as that expands with practice, with experience, with cultivating the practice, as anyone on a spiritual path would be cultivating a practice of some sort to support their spiritual development and therefore their inner life, the love expands and you begin to feel supported in whatever is going on in your life by a greater and more encompassing and more divine love. And that helps you through and guides you through a great many things in the physical life that may otherwise seem challenging, offensive, painful, reactive, all the things that we experience in a daily routine in the human form. But we then have a tool to assist us in bringing ourselves to other perceptions that may allow us to see the blessing, the gift, the gratitude, the forgiveness, if you will, and the expansion.
Okay, so now I'm up. Are you there, Vin?
I am here.
Okay. So, and then you can certainly ask questions after we're all done. I think one of the things that you mentioned had to do with you were on a spiritual path and you were working with your other spirit guides, and there are various things that you're looking at. One of the things that's important to understand about the Akashic Records is that when we come into this lifetime, we do come in with spirit guides that may change from time to time and have certain forms or a certain level of information that may sometimes be helpful and may sometimes actually take us off course because of our agreements for whatever reason. The Akashic Records are a higher level and a higher vibration than the actual spirit guides that we come in with, in the fact that they may work with our guidance and they may work with us, but the actual spirit guide that we have is a different realm than the Akashic Records. And so that when you combine your own personal work with your spiritual guidance and then you move into your own development within the records, the whole aspect of your knowing deepens and expands. And so that the records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information that you need in order to make the appropriate decision. And so by using the records and learning how to work with your own personal records, you are able to have a deeper sense, not of the future, but of the here and now, so that you can create the choices that actually create your future. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is.
Do you have any questions? Go ahead.
My question there comes because I'm in that process of learning what going within really means.
Uh-huh.
and how it works. How does one access the Akashic Records and in order to help those type of transitions go a little smoother?
Well, one of the things, again, if you go up to the ARC website, one of the things that, as Rosemarie mentioned, is that we access the Akashic Records through a holy prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key. And that key, that vibrational key, shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And it's all done consciously so that you're not in a trance state, you're not channeling, it's not third eye information. The information from the Akasha is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. And so when you are able to access the Akashic Records, you can use that energy and that insight and the galactic wisdom, if you will, in every area of your life. Did that answer your question, or do you need some more?
No, that does.
You got that?
So people are able to, so obviously you guys are gifted in this area, and if someone were to contact you, they could get some assistance with this.
Yeah, absolutely. You can certainly contact any one of us, and all of our information is up on the website. My personal phone number is 216-691-1233. But you can go up to the website, the Akashic Records Consultant International website, and you can find out our information there. I'm also going to be teaching a class in California, in San Diego, at the end of September to teach people how to access their own records. And I know that Rosemarie is going to be doing one in San Rafael, but I'm not exactly sure on the date. She had to leave the room for a moment. But what's important, though, there was another part of that question that you asked, and I missed it. You were the part about being gifted. I really want to make a distinction here. The Akashic Records are a birthright. you need to really understand that working with the Akashic Records is for anyone who is called this information. We weren't necessarily born with a gift. What we did is we created a calling in our life, and the calling is what brought us to the records, and that's what we're talking about. Would you guys agree with that? Would you ladies pretty much agree with that?
Yes, definitely.
You know, does that make sense to you? In other words, like, I don't want anyone out there to think that, oh, well, these women have had so much experience, naturally they can do. Yes, we have had experience. Yes, we are seasoned Akashic Record consultants, and we are seasoned Akashic Record teachers. But when we first began, we weren't seasoned, and we were called to this work from our hearts. And so anyone who is connecting with this information, anyone who is connecting with the word Akasha, if you're being called from the heart, don't discount that calling. Explore it and move into it, because it's there for a reason. It's your soul's intention.
Well, absolutely. And I, you know, as you go through, you hear so many people talking about these things. But in my experience, very seldom do I ever get the resonance or sense that they're experienced in it. It's more like intellectual knowledge, and that's why I was led to call tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you, but it's not intellectual knowledge, actually. It's heart information.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
My experience with most people talking about the Akashic Records, it was usually a strong sense of they're coming from intellectual knowledge instead of heart, from
right.
The heart.
Right. Well, I'm so glad you called in. Your question was excellent, and it really gave us an opportunity to share with you, and we hope deeply from our hearts that we have assisted you in some way.
You have very much.
Thank you. So,
thank you.
So please call us and contact us and tell your wife to give a call, too.
You got it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, so we're just going to continue on for a few more minutes with Ronnie, then we're almost a half hour into this wonderful program. So just a last comment from Ronnie. What would you like to share a little bit more about your work so that we can move on with other creativity? How did you get into that, and why did you do this?
Well, I actually had a background in design and had been doing various kinds of things, jewelry design, fashion accessory, wallpaper, all sorts of things. And then I did learn how to use the Akashic Records, how to read them, and I knew that there was a way that the a creative energy of the Akashic Records could be integrated with my other creative work. And at first I used it for answering questions. In other words, if I was working on a jewelry design and I couldn't put something together or it wasn't working right, I would open the records and say, all right, you know, how do I put this here and make this work and whatever. And I would get answers, but it wasn't satisfying. I knew there was a fuller way to get that sort of thing going. And then I came across a book about mandalas, which I had been familiar with because I've always been intrigued by Asian art, and discovered that there was a woman who was teaching workshops in California, and I just got on a plane and flew there and took an intensive with her. And as soon as I began the workshop and saw that it involved meditation and, you know, holding still for inspiration and insight to come, which is, to me, equivalent to opening the records and working with them, I saw that this was the way to integrate the Akashic Records with art. And so I learned to create mandalas.
That's beautiful. Great. Well, and I want to just share with everyone, and we're going to have Ronnie give her information. If, in fact, you have a wedding present to give for someone that you don't know what to give this wonderful couple, then that's a great, great wedding present. And the White Stag story had to do with Ronnie actually doing a wedding mandala for both the bride and the groom. And what was beautiful is she created this white stag as I remember this picture. It's the most magnificent piece I've ever seen of this beautiful white stag was in the center of this mandala that represented the husband. And it was inspirational to the couple beyond belief. And that's the abbreviated story, so you have to call Ronnie for the full story if you'd like. But that's it. So if you've just had a baby, and now I want to ask a question. If someone has just had a baby,
yes,
could they get a soul mandala of the child? Because we're not allowed to open up the records of anyone under the age of 18. How would that work?
I would go into my own records and ask what would be for the highest good, and most likely then move to, through my own records, the records of the mother.
Oh, I see. The records of the mother. Okay.
And if not, I would simply use my own records and ask what would be the most appropriate thing for the child.
Great. Okay. Now, again, we open the records through a holy prayer. We use a person's current legal name, and then that's how Ronnie accesses and with the person's actual written permission. Okay, so we're going to move on now. You're going to give your information for them to call you.
Oh, yes. You can reach me on email, and that is Ronnier, R-O-N-I-R, 75, at yahoo.com. And my phone number is 847-433-1216.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ronnie. Okay, who's up now? We're going to talk we're going to talk to Ellen now about how she uses the Akashic Records and creativity in her life.
I had studied performing arts, acting and singing. As I got older, I studied singing more. I studied musical theater and opera. And then when I learned to read the records, I was performing, but I had a great deal of difficulty putting the two together. And in the 1990s, I did actually more work with the records. And I felt that if I accessed the records while I was performing or for performance, I thought I would be drawn away from the creativity. I thought I would be drawn up into not being able to concentrate for performance. It wasn't until recently that I was able to integrate the two. And as I prepared for my current series, I have a one-woman show, which is actually dedicated to my late mother. And I must say that that also came through the records as a layer of guidance, which would allow a healing within me to integrate her great contribution into my life, because she helped nurture our souls and our spirits by taking us to opera, to musical theater, to museums. And so to honor her, I created a show from the abilities and the gifts that I had that I felt actually came and were nurtured through her. So I consulted the records not only in finding the depth for the characters that I would create in this show, but also technical things such as what it would feel like with various vocal placement for different kinds of things like opera, musical theater, where that experience, what imagery would I use inside of myself to place the different tones, to get the different feelings. And I used the records in my own rehearsal to build the show. I often use the record. I continue to do this, and I also use the records to consult what type of audience, what will be the needs of the audience that I will sing to, in addition to the fact that I asked another reader what the needs of the audience would be, what would awaken the hearts, what would inspire the hearts within myself and the people that I was working with so they would be filled with joy and have deep feelings. And I did access that through the records. I asked in the records so I would be able to focus on what would be needed to create the richest experience for them and for myself, what I could give under the circumstances. And I think this cycle, this last 3-year cycle,
was the first time I ever really used the records in that way. So it's very creative for me.
Thank you very much. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hi, ladies. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Is that
How
Nancy?
You do?
Is that Nancy from Chula Vista?
No, from Washington State.
Okay, Washington State. Sorry. Hi there. Oh, hi there. Okay, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. Go for it.
Okay, my question is, what is blocking me from hearing the master's teachers and loved ones?
A little background. Nancy took my level one in Washington, in Seattle, right, Nance? Not
yes.
too long ago in June, correct?
Correct.
All right. And so we've been working, so she wants your opinion on this. So I'm just going to open this up. Go for it.
What do you mean by hearing them?
I am unable to hear.
Okay.
I'll open my records, and I absolutely don't hear anything. I don't write nothing. And I was able to do it in the beginning a little bit.
Why do you think that you have to be able to hear them?
Well, I should be writing something down, correct?
Well, I didn't hear anything in working in the records for about 8 years because I wasn't meant to hear. Actually, it would have scared me if I heard them. Perhaps there's another way within your heart that you're supposed to experience being in the records.
Okay.
So it's important that the question to ask is, what is my authentic way to connect into the records that would give me the deepest sense within my heart of my soul direction?
Okay.
You do not need to hear them.
Okay.
It would ask for the way that's meant for you to know them and come into the experience of connecting with that level of consciousness.
Okay.
And someone else will pick up from here.
Are you in your records right now?
No.
No. You may want to write these questions down, Nancy. And what's important to understand is the idea of thoughts or feelings. It's about documenting the thoughts and the feelings. It's not necessarily the hearing. And it may not be that way. So you and I have talked about this before, so I'm going to pass on. I'm going to let the other teachers talk to you because you've already heard my opinion.
Hi, this is Rose Marie. The sense that I'm receiving from the records is that if you would sit down and say the prayers of forgiveness and the prayer of releasing outside influences first, and then open your records. Say them three times each, and then open your records.
Okay.
And then simply start writing. My feeling that I'm getting from receiving from the records, actually I'm not hearing anything. What I'm seeing is a picture of you sitting, and I'm seeing the prayer card beside you, and you're writing in your journal. So, you know, it's not up to me to interpret that picture. It's up to you.
Uh-huh.
But if that's the picture I personally would receive, I would think that maybe I just needed to sit down and open my records and write whatever comes to me, even if it's, I'm not getting anything, give me some help here. And just continue writing and writing and writing until finally you let go of this fear that you're holding on to and shift past it. And they're going to come through your writing to you.
Okay.
Okay. Ronnie, would you like to add anything?
Thank you.
I'm actually led to tell you two stories. One is about another teacher who has not been teaching quite as long as we have. And there's not really a story around her, except that the way she receives information is that she feels in her body what other people feel in their body. So she goes over to the body or the person and says, well, do you mind if I touch you in this part, or in your shoulder or in your arm or whatever it is? And she says, there's some energy here, I feel it. And unbelievably, because I don't work this way, that begins a sequence of communication that brings about the information from the client or student and the teacher. And this is an entirely different way of working with the Akashic Records than I do. The other story is that when I was working with a class in Argentina, there was a lady who could not speak anything. All she could do through the records was sit and write. So when she was working with another person, obviously that was kind of a challenge because she just didn't know. Somehow or other, she was afraid to speak out any kind of information and would only just sit there and write, and everybody else was talking or sharing. And finally, I came over, and she said to me, what can I do? I have no way of they don't give me a way to speak. I don't know what to say. And I was instructed to tell her that she put her journal down and to sit on her hands so that the energy was forced to come through her mouth. And she began to speak the information that she was receiving. And she was absolutely elated. But the thrust of the story is that somehow or other, that was the only way she felt comfortable or thought it was supposed to be, until the energy was redirected and she allowed it, and then it happened and flowed in a different way. And both ways were fine, but she wanted other things too, and they came together so that eventually she could integrate the two.
Is that helpful, Nancy?
Yeah, it does. It gives me some ideas to try.
All right, now I want to keep you on the line for a moment. There's a deeper question here that you've asked many times before, and I want to know, are you interested in asking that deeper question that you and I have talked about to these teachers?
Good. About the passion in my life?
Yes. The one, yeah, passion, right.
Yeah, I would like to know how I can create passion in my life.
You can go deeper with that. Go ahead.
A passion to live.
Passion to live. Passion. She has no passion. She feels no joy. She feels no happy.
I see.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So we've got the question is on the table, although I'm allowing it to simmer with the lovely ladies here, and in a moment they'll be giving you their input on that. And I first of all want to thank you for being courageous and calling. I so honor you, and I so appreciate your putting yourself out there, because your questions really are a great benefit to all that are listening. So I really thank you very much for calling in. So
you're welcome.
Ronnie is the first to make the comment.
Nancy, I just wanted to go back for a second to something that you said. When we completed our sharing with you, you mentioned that it gave you a few ideas you would try. You're not really trying this. What's going on is that you're allowing yourself to experience it. It's not a thing that you direct through your mind. It's how you are moved by the energy. Do you feel that difference?
Yeah.
And when you're starting to move into that place of allowing and moving into it, it's almost like floating on water and then the current changes, and so you start drifting and floating in the water in a different way or moving a little more quickly downstream as the current goes. That's where you start to touch into a sense of being loved and having a sense of passion or awakening in life. And also accompanied with that is, now I understand why Rosemarie received through the records to use the forgiveness prayers, because the passion or the opening to life has to do with how much you can receive and accept of yourself first and then others, because there's not a separation. So when you work with forgiveness and start forgiving yourself and others and everything around you and see that gift, then you are allowing the passion to come into you and your life and discovering that it lies within you already. It's already there.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, so do you feel complete, Nancy? You have any other questions?
No, that's going to help.
The other thing that's what's real important here is for you to go deeper into your own personal intention of what you really want to accomplish by opening your own records. What is your true intention, and how are you holding the information? What's the intention of the information that you're asking? That's the other piece as well.
Okay.
Because it's really important that you move into the questions that are not about making anyone wrong, including yourself. It's really about expansion of your own beingness from a place of love. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
All right, so I thank you so much again for calling. Well, we have one more comment.
I just want to thank you, Nancy, and let you know that you're just fine. You're just going to be fine, and it's something that you have to believe about yourself and everything else, that you're just going to be fine, and I really honor you and thank you very much for allowing me to share with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you all very, very much.
Nancy, this is Rosemarie again. The record keepers are asking me to share with you that there will be songs in the heavens when you witness the beauty of who you are as they see you.
Amen.
And they want you to go to bed tonight and think about that. So thank you.
Thank you. I will do that.
And you've got all my CDs, darling, so you go to sleep with Remembering Your Magnificence tonight.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay.
God bless you.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night. Okay.
All right. Bless all of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Keep listening. You're one of my greatest fans. I love you. This young lady has been with me since the very first show.
Oh,
she was the very first
person
to call in, and so I so honor her. She listens every week, and it was my pleasure to work with her in Seattle, and she was just a very special lady. So I'm so glad that she had a chance to really be with you.
Absolutely.
So before I'm going to be. Do you feel complete, Havilah? Are you complete with your story so we can move on to? All right. So I want. We have a full show. Sometimes I think we should have 2 hours of this. But you know, if you, ladies and gentlemen, are receiving benefit from this show, then our purpose is complete. So we so want you to tell your friends, not only about it was the Akashic Wisdom Show on BBS Radio, but also about the Akashic Record Consultants International website, and go there and see what teachers are in your area. If you would like a class in your area, call one of us that's on the website. Have prayer, we'll travel. We're real open to that. So do check us out. And so I'm going to turn over from a creativity point of view to Rosemarie, and we'll go from there. So talk to us about how you use the Akashic Records and creativity in your life.
Well, I've always been a very creative person. I've always loved to work with my hands and create things that are unusual and things that are beauty. But one of my loves and in this lifetime is that of jewelry. Mm. And I had a friend that did wire wrapping that I absolutely fell in love with. So I decided I was going to try to learn how to do it myself. And it was a disaster. I could not do it. So I opened the records one day with my wire and my beautiful stones in front of me. And I had a communication. I told the record keepers, the masters, teachers, and loved ones that this was something that would make my heart fill with joy and to please allow me to do this. And from that point on, the stones practically wrapped themselves. Something that I had tried before that turned out to be a total disaster, all of a sudden I was creating through the Akashic Records pieces of great beauty. And what the Akashic Record keepers have told me about each piece, that as I wrap it, they are wrapping it for a specific person. I don't know who that person is. I don't need to know who that person is. When they see it, they will respond to it immediately. And I have found that very true, that someone can look at 25 pieces of my jewelry and immediately hone into one piece, and they can't put it down once they pick it up. The pieces that I create through the records hold a tremendous amount of the pure divinity that are held within the records, the pure unconditional love that is there within the records, and that is the source of the creation. And I just love what I do.
And what she does is absolutely magnificent. In fact, if you'd like a sample of what Rosemarie does, you can certainly go to her website.
Unfortunately, it's not up.
Oh.
It will be up within the next month.
Okay.
My website is www.akashicdarshan.com. You can check my website out and read a little bit more about what I do, and know that as you read it, everything I do in my life from this point on, or not from this point on, but everything that I do in my life for years now, I do through the Akashic Records.
So give everyone your telephone number and your email so they can contact you.
Okay, my telephone number is 843-991-0831, and my email address is akashicfeathers, and that's with an S, at AOL.com.
Great. Eleanor, will you please give your contact information?
Yes. My email is radiantcenter@yahoo.com. My performing arts website is elenalieberman.com. That's elenalieberman.com. And my phone number is 773-743-8104.
And all of these telephone numbers are available on the ARC website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. Well, now it comes to me, and I really want to share my creativity story with you. Years ago, I was in a hotel room in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I had my records open. I was actually at a conference, and the question I asked the records were, what is my next step in service to humanity? And the answer that I got was more of a question, and the record keepers asked me, are you willing to make a cassette tape? Now, this was in 1999, and I was rather taken aback by that, and I said, well, I'd never made it a cassette tape before. I don't exactly know how to do it, but what would you like it to say? And at that point, the record keepers literally gave me the total and complete text of the CD called Remembering Your Magnificence. They told me that it would be the teddy bear of the new millennium, and it was to help people remember home and help people step into their magnificence, and it would be great for children of all ages. It took me 6 months to find the appropriate person to do the music. Once I did, this person was not only a musician, they were also a composer and an arranger and an entertainment attorney, all rolled into one. I mean, what's the shot of that? And so that CD is now, it's 15 minutes of me speaking over the original music and 15 minutes of just the music. There are massage therapists that use it. There are people who go to sleep with it every night. Steve Rother from Lightworker.com has said that there's energetic vibrational healing on it. And I have since gone on to create two other CDs. One is called The Akashic Records on Forgiveness, and the other one is called The Wisdom Place. Now, these are all available you can learn more about them when you go up to the bbsradio.com information on me and the show. But what's important to understand is that all of these pieces that we're talking about here, from working with the Akashic Records on creativity, the bottom line is it's about surrender. It's about surrendering our hearts to merge as one with the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, loved ones, and lords of the Akasha. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, this work of the Akashic Records is not our hobby. It's our life. It's who we are. It's the way we live and the way we breathe. It's our way of expressing ourselves on this planet in this particular lifetime. Now, does that mean that every person who learns how to access their own Akashic Records has that kind of dedication? No, not necessarily. But every person who is called to learn how to access their own Akashic Records has that potential if they want it there. It's not wrong if they don't have it, but it's there if they want it. Because the masters, teachers, and loved ones are there for us to help us feel more comfortable in our bodies, to help us guide us on our lives, and to empower our own beingness on this planet. Now, we're coming close to the end of the show, so I want to say thank you so much for everyone that has listened in. Again, please go up to the Akashic Record Consultants International website. My personal website is www.akashicwisdom.com, and my telephone number is 216-691-1233. Now, we've got classes coming up that are on the website. I have one in San Diego. I have one in Philadelphia the first weekend in September, one in San Diego the last weekend in September. You can email me for more information. You have one, Rosemary, you have one in San Francisco, right?
I have one in San Rafael, California, and I have one here in Charleston, South Carolina as well.
Is that in September?
September.
Do you guys have anything coming up?
In November.
In November.
In Chicago.
Oh, and last but not least, so go up to the website and take a look at Elena and Ronnie's classes in Chicago in November. But we have a conference.
I have a class in November also in Phoenix.
Ah, great. Okay. One thing I want to tell you is if you're curious about becoming a member of Akashic Record Consultants International, please go up to our website. We've got a great conference coming up in Odessa, Texas, in October. We would love to see you all, and you get to see Mary and meet Mary Parker at the same time and all of us. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, we're going to be talking to Ev Starr from Cleveland, Ohio, and she has a different take, and she does Louise Hay work. So please tune in to talk to Ev Starr, and we'll be talking more about that. I'll have more information on the website for BBS Radio. Thank you so much for being here. We want to close the records of the show by saying we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. May our hearts be opened, our burdens be lifted, and may we all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. With that, we close the records and say amen, amen. The records are now closed, and if you would all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
And thank you for everyone. And thank you, ladies, for being my guests on this show. Come back soon. Love you all. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.